struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okie dokie, second date update on the 20s. We got Tony on the line. Do not say Tiger Joe.
Oh, Tony, man, how you doing? Are you great?
Well done. I appreciate that one. I thought you were going to go soprano or something like that.
Tony Soprano. Hey.
You're great. Tony, yeah, you are. Until this date happens.
Man, it is pretty great, I guess. But I would be doing a lot better. I went on a date with this girl, and she's ghosting me now. So I'm trying to figure out what happened, man. We met on Hinge, of course, because that's what we do. That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
And, you know, we messaged for a while. We went back and forth. And we ended up going to Amuse, the wine bar.
Love Amuse, man. I've said this numerous times on the air. My batting average is high when I was single and going on dating apps and all that. Well, bro, Amuse was my lucky spot. There are other places I never get lucky. Moku's one of them. Never got any Moku either, love at the end of the date. No.
So Amuse is the spot.
Nichols is another one. No luck over there. Oh, yeah, Amuse Wine Bar was my spot. Where is he? Shucks. What is it? Champs Sports Bar.
Oh, Champs, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Sports Bar's always easy spot. Yeah, the batting average is high there. Anyway, so you took her to Amuse Wine Bar, nice. And date went well?
Date went well, man. We went back to her place, and I wanted to be a gentleman about it. I didn't want to be a jerk about it. So, like, I wanted to take it slow, because I actually dug this chick. Like, I was like, you know, she's really cool. We got to know each other. I didn't want to be, like, one-night stand type of guy. So I was like, let's take it slow. I ended up really well. At the end of the night, I walked out of her house, and we ended up with a good night kiss. Like, the whole thing, it went really well. Like, it went, you know, great. We had talked about meeting up this past weekend, and that weekend came and went, and she never called me. And she just ghosted me. I texted her, I called her, and she just never responded.
Maybe you went a little too slow, Brian. She wanted to get some that night.
Well, it was a first date. If she's going to ghost you over not putting out on the first night. Had you reversed genders on that statement?
I do that all the time,
like, bro. Yeah, bro, you're a chauvinist.
Yes.
But I thought about it, and I was like, if she was going to feel some kind of way about that, then she wouldn't have kissed me, right, at the end of the night?
Yeah, that's one of those where it's like, I just want to believe let's definitely do it this weekend. Sounds good. Bye. Don't ever come back again. Don't call me. I'll call you, which would never happen. But you can kind of tell when someone is...
not interested.
That and just kind of fibbing, I guess.
Right.
You know, like kind of telling you what you want to hear to get you on your way.
Yeah.
You didn't get that vibe, did you?
I thought that she was into me. We made plans for the following. Like, who does that? Who makes plans for somebody they plan on ghosting?
Ghosters.
Me. Not trying to point the finger, but
guys,
me. I've done that, actually. But then again, like I say many a times, once again, on the air, I would never date me. Tony, what was the girl's name again? I'm sorry.
Trisha.
Okay, we're going to give her a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe and I do the talking. We'll figure out what happened, and hopefully it was just a misinterpretation.
Yeah.
And then get you guys on your way for another date. If not, you'll understand what went down, okay?
Yeah, man.
All right, here we go.
Hello,
is this Trisha?
Yes, it is.
Trisha, it's the Kayla Show. That would be Fat Joe.
How's it?
Good morning, sister Trisha.
Trisha, the disappearer.
Oh, my God, I love you guys so much.
I love you. Thank you, too. Oh, my God, I am so I almost blacked out there. I'm already part Asian, so they got a little thinner, but then that tunnel started going down on me, man. I was like, whoa, get it together, Kayla. Hey, Trish. I'm sorry. Do you mind if I call you Trish?
Trish can. My Trish.
Not at all. Call me whatever you want.
Hey, babe.
Don't do that, bro.
So, hey, loves. Hey, Miss Wuv Wuv. We're on the air right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you, so legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going if can?
Can, cutie.
Yes, please.
Thanks, sexy thing. So we're actually this awkward transition from sexy thing. We're calling about the different sexy thing out there. You met him on Hinge. He took you to Amuse Wine Bar. You guys shared a romantic kiss at the end of the night, and even made plans for this past weekend.
Yes,
but nowhere to be seen. Referring to you.
What happened?
My schnookums.
Yeah, you're talking about Tony.
Yes. Yeah, he's not that great right now.
No.
I had a really nice time, and it was nice that I had finally met just a regular, like, straight-up gentleman. He treated me nicely. Like,
that's how low the standard has been set via us men.
Why?
She's like, it's so nice to have met just a regular nice guy.
I know, bro.
On a dating app.
He doesn't even have to have a good job or anything, but he's going to be a nice guy.
He doesn't have a job, lives with his parents.
Yeah, whatever,
you know,
but as long as he's nice.
He's just got one testicle.
To find nowadays,
he's a regular nice guy.
Yeah, no, if you're nice, that's, wow, you're beating out like 90% of the competition over there. So I just was so excited to go out with somebody nice. And like, I had never been to a muse. It was like such a nice time. Come to find out that he just like is a secret kleptomaniac, which was cool.
What do you mean? Like, what happened?
I have an 8-year-old daughter. I share custody with my ex, but the night of the date, I didn't have her with me that day, and the next day, it was my half of the week to have her, so I brought my daughter home from school. It was like 5 minutes she had been in the house, and she comes stomping into the kitchen, and she goes, what happened to my candy from Halloween? So I took her trick-or-treating on Halloween. There was a lot of candy. I saw it myself. I was there, and I was confused, because I was like, you haven't touched that candy. You haven't been here, because she was with her father, and I told her it should still be there. I was like, go check. And she brought her whole trick-or-treat bucket out and showed me. And all the crappy ones were left. Like, all the good candy was gone. And, like, there were just, like, those dots, like, gumdrops.
Oh,
and, like,
those suck.
Oh, bro, those little dots.
They get stuck in your teeth for, like, 12 days, bro.
Like, you know, this is the hardest part. I'm sorry, tangent. But this is the hardest part when you're trying to shop for Halloween candy for trick-or-treaters.
Right.
Why do they always put in the doo-doo ones? Like, you know, so you get the multi-pack.
Mm-hmm.
And then they always put in dots. Like, tell me one kid that's like, oh, man, I can't wait to go trick-or-treating and get me some of them gummy dots.
And then Twizzlers.
Yeah.
They put Twizzlers in there sometimes.
Yeah, it just
Twizzlers
ruins,
need to stop making
But then
Twizzlers.
You want the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Those
you want the Kit
stuff.
Kats.
Yes.
But then they mix in like the licorice, like you were saying, and those little gummy dots. And I'm like,
bro, what are they doing in there?
It's kind of like the yellow Starburst.
Oh, nobody cares.
Tell me
about
one
that
person
one.
Is like, I can't wait to get a yellow Starburst from this pack.
The pink one.
The pink ones are delicious.
They started making like bags of just the pinks and the reds because people don't like the yellow Starburst anymore.
That's right. Why don't they catch on? Anyway, I'm sorry. Squirrel moment. So your daughter comes out, and this is the day after your date with Tony.
Right.
And she's like, look at my bucket. What happened to my Halloween candy? And she's stuck with all the boo-boo candy from trick-or-treating.
No lie, Mom. You didn't eat them, man.
She's got all this crap candy, and like it's all just like the random Tootsie Rolls on the bottom.
Oh, Tootsie Rolls. That's another one. Don't get me started. Go ahead.
Yeah, even I don't eat those. So I was just to see if there were like open candy wrappers in the garbage. And yeah, there were Reese's wrappers and like Kit Kat wrappers in the garbage, and I was like, I didn't eat these.
Sure.
So I was like, the only person that had been in the house was Tony. I was like, it was 100% him, and like to make things worse, he went through the candy and picked the good stuff, took it all home, and left the crappy stuff.
Ate it naked in the side of the room, I just enjoyed all that candy and his bebonese. Yeah.
So so when he was at your place, he ate some of the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Kit Kats from your daughter's trick-or-treat stash and then picked out the best ones and then just snuck it in his pocket
to
or whatever
home,
and,
right,
and then left your daughter with all the dank
junk
candy.
Ones,
Yes, and he had to have taken some home because there were only like a few wrappers in the garbage, and also he wouldn't have time to like squirrel all that away while he was over at my place. So I was had to have taken it with him because I didn't take it. Just him.
You know what? There's only one way to find out, Trish. We've got Tony on the other line. He was confused why you weren't getting back to him because he's under the impression that the date was awesome.
Yeah, bruh.
And Trish, for the record, you are sure from the night you had your date with Tony and you brought him back to your place to the moment where your daughter realized that candy was missing, there was no one else in the house aside from you.
Absolutely. And it's not even like she took it with her to her father's. Like, I kept an eye on this candy. I swear to you. He was the only person in the house besides me. He had to have taken it.
All right.
Oh, bruh.
Tony.
Tony, trick or treat, bruh.
That's not great.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, it was just candy. And I just took the candy.
You stole
the
candy.
It was a big deal.
Wow.
It really didn't. It wasn't like I was like beating up children for the candy. There was a bucket there, and I took some candy. And I got to be honest with you. Trisha showed me a picture of her daughter. Like, she looked kind of chunky for her age. So I'm
Hey, take it easy there. there, bro.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What's the big deal? It's just candy.
Yes, first of all, you sifted through this candy to this find the good one. Second of all, I showed you a picture of my daughter. I'm very proud of her. She's a little kid, and she clearly went trick-or-treating. That was her candy.
Yeah.
You took it from her without even asking me, let alone her. And you took some of it home? Like, what kind of an animal does that? That's so gross and disrespectful.
What do you mean, what kind of animal does that? Like, literally, the candy's at your house because you took candy home with you. That's literally what happened. That's what trick-or-treating is. It's literally taking candy and then taking it home.
You were not trick-or-treating at my house. That was someone else's candy that you took. You realize that, right? And it belonged to a child. Who belongs to me?
But again, I didn't even realize that. It's just a bucket of candy at your house. And I just thought it was like, you know, when you go to somebody's house, you see that they have candy grab thing, and you just grab a candy.
Yeah, but this is a yell-out trick-or-treat too, man.
Yeah, the person that's giving you the candy knowingly is giving you the candy.
Right.
Versus, like, if you had asked Trisha, hey, do you mind if I take a couple of these, you know, home? Is that okay? At least she knows instead of just helping yourself.
Right.
I'm still hung up on the fact that you looked at my kid and you think that's a justification for taking her candy. Like, first of all,
good point. I know. Like, when, Trisha, initially when you're getting us upset about something, I'm like, wait, he just called your 8-year-old daughter chunky.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah,
that's not cool.
Disgusting. She's a little kid. Actually, well, I think it was Halloween.
I think the source color husky. I think that's what the actual word is that they use.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You need to take a good look at yourself if you actually think that you have the right to be calling other people husky.
Yeah, you're not
okay?
quite a tiger.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what you look like, but cast the first stone. I don't know anybody with a perfect body that can be judging others.
Well, I'm not judging anybody. I mean, it is what it is, right? When you go to the store, there's a husky section, and that's where she shops for her clothes. There's no way she's shopping in a regular section.
You're teasing the 8-year-old daughter, bro.
Dude, I don't want to be here.
I can't even believe. You are so disgusting. First of all, you're actually fat. So don't even tell me that my daughter is husky because you are heavy.
That's why I know.
When you were born in the hospital,
game recognized game. I know exactly when I see a fat person, I know what to look for. That's a fat person.
Oh, so you're trying to control my daughter's candy intake because you think she's fat? You gave me hospital stretch marks when you were born. That's how fat you are. Okay?
I don't like Tony.
You gave the hospital stretch marks when you were born. You're so fat. Sorry, take a minute.
When you go to the beach, the whales summon you to come back into the ocean with them because they're your family. That's how fat you are. Don't talk to me about my kid. And honestly, if you're so hard for money that you need to be taking a little kid's candy, I'll buy your shiesty ass a Costco pack of Ho-Hos if that's what you want. I'll go and get you some ding-dongs and Twinkies.
You're bringing up money to me. You had no problems taking my money when we went to a Muse and taking all the free drinks that you wanted. You had no problems with that. But
you
God forbid, I take $4
date,
worth of chocolate.
Idiot.
$4 worth of chocolate. All of a sudden, it's, oh my God, it's a traumatic thing.
You are disgusting. You are truly disgusting. You took a kid's candy. You're trying to tell me my kid is fat. You didn't ask. And now you're trying to throw the date back in my face. Get lost.
You're the one calling me cheap. You're the one saying that I'm broke. And you're throwing the $4.
And it belongs to a child. How could you take that and try to justify it by saying, oh, she's fat? No, you're fat, bro.
Tony, you're not putting two and two together here. There's a difference. You can't compare your stealing her daughter's candy to your taking and paying for a date. When you guys agreed to go on a date,
there is a gentleman, supposedly.
Be it spoken or unspoken,
right.
The guy pays. In other words, you knew that you would be paying for the date.
I had no problems with that.
Trisha, nor did her daughter know that you'd be taking the candy. There was no agreement there whatsoever.
No, yes.
It's like you're so fat and so stupid, you can't even jump to a conclusion.
If there's a bowl of candy at somebody's house, if you grab a piece of candy, why is that all of a sudden now a bad thing? I'm the bad guy all of a sudden?
A piece of candy is excusable. Yeah. When you go through a few pieces of candy, eat them, throw the wrappers in the garbage, and then stash away the rest of the good ones in your pocket, then leave the house, and then don't mention anything about it. That's different.
Yeah.
I'm getting bagged on because I threw the trash in the trash.
Forget the candy. I think it's what you called her daughter. Am I right, Trisha? Because I would be jumping through the phone right now.
Fighting words right there.
Yes, bro. Especially if you could see what this guy looked like. I'm surprised you didn't even fit in your pockets because your pants were so friggin' tight from your fat. I can't believe you actually got it out of the house.
Well, I could also feel what you want in my pocket, too, because you wanted some of that, too.
How could you call somebody's kid fat and think that you could call them on the radio?
The store calls the clothes that she wears husky. I didn't call her.
You are husky, bro.
So what I'm hearing here, people, if we pay for dinner and drinks.
Yeah, we'll take care of this one, yeah.
On another date. Ain't nobody calling nobody fat a husky, right?
We'll throw in a bucket of candy, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a glass of fat-free water.
Yeah, you gotta make sure you put in some candy for her, because God forbid you don't pay for the candy for Trish. God forbid.
Don't even talk to me about it. I'm so disgusted right now. I would just, I can't, I don't even know what to say. You're fat, bro.
But,